So let's review. The Gemara earlier established that, unlike most testimonies, Betuma Eirech Mehemen, one witness to her defilement is sufficient if it follows Kinui Vistira. The Gemara now explains the reasoning for this exception. Memnei Mahem min Taira Eirech Besaita Shereglayim Ledaver Sharekina Lavinistra. The warning and seclusion serve as a strong basis for the suspicion. Ve'erech me'ida she'itmeya. Therefore, one witness suffices to confirm it. The Gemara now questions its assumption that the pasuk refers to a witness in addition to kinu v'stira. V'ho ki kesiva kinui, basu stira v'tumahu d'chsiva. The Torah only refers to the kinu after discussing the single witness, as it says, v'nistra v'hinitma, and only afterwards, v'avar l'abruch kinu v'kines ishtai. The Gemara answers, v'avar v'kvar avar. V'avar means that he had previously warned his wife. Even though mashma l'haba, this term usually refers to a future event, however, isal kadaitach kedichsivi, v'avar basar tuma v'stira kinu lamali. A warning after the seclusion is meaningless, clearly the Torah must mean, u'kvar avar. The Gemara now discusses a husband's motivation to be mekane. Tan de Be'er Bishmol, ein ad mekane le'ishta elam kein nichnasa bay ruach. A person only warns his wife if he is possessed by a certain spirit. However, there's a machlekes. Rabbana Amri Ruach Tumah. It is an impure spirit, caused by the Satan to cause strife among them. Ravashi Amri Ruach Tara. It's a pure spirit that detests immorality. The Gemara proves from the following braisa that kinui stems from a Ruach Tara. V'kineis ishtei rishus, divrei Bishmol, v'kiva oimer cheva. It's a machlekes whether a husband is obligated or merely permitted to be mekane. Clearly, warning one's wife is desirable, stemming from a ruach tahara, otherwise it would not be permitted and certainly not obligatory. The Gemara now brings another two similar machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva regarding other mitzvahs. Lo yitame, rishus de Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva imer cheva. It's a machlekes whether a kohen is obligated or merely permitted to become tamei to his relatives. Similarly, lo ilam behem tavaydu, rishus de Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva imer cheva. It's a machlekes whether one is obligated or merely permitted to work one's slaves forever without freeing them. The Gemara explains that this is not one general machlekes b'chol ha'Torah kula, because as Rashi explains, im kein, ein l'cha mitzvah saseler b'shmol chayva. According to b'shmol, every positive commandment could be interpreted as mere optional. Rather, hacha b'kroi pligi. There's a distinct machlekes in each case based on the psukim. Regarding saita, V'kines ishtei rishus divrei Bishmol, Rabbi Kiva imer cheva. The pasuk reads as follows: V'avar lav ruach kina, v'kines ishtei v'hi nitma, oy avar lav ruach kina, v'kines ishtei v'hi loy nitma. Rabbi Shmuel requires the pasuk to teach us rishus that it is permitted to be mekane, because otherwise we might have thought that it's forbidden because of leisisna esachicha bilvavacha, causing unwarranted hatred between them. Therefore, there is no source for cheva that one must be mekane. Rabbi Kiva disagrees, but points out that the Torah repeats v'kines ishtei in order to render it a cheva. Rabbi Shmuel, on the other hand, says that this can be attributed to the principle of Tan de Be'er Bishmol, kol parsha shenemra v'nishnes lo nishnes el b'shul davar shenes chadash ba. The Torah repeats even an entire pasuk due to a necessary word or phrase. In this case, the Torah wrote v'kines ishtei twice because the Torah needed to write v'hi nitma and v'hi lo nitma. She may or may not have been defiled. Similarly, regarding a kohen becoming tamei to his relatives, lo yitame rishos divrei Bishmol, Rabbi Kiva imer cheva. The psukim at the beginning of Parshas Emor reads as follows: Emor lekahanim, lenefesh leyitame ba'amav, kiyam l'sheir hakarav elav, balachis habesula, lo yitame. Rabbi Shmuel requires kiyam l'sheir hakarav elav to teach rishos that it is permitted to be mitame lekraven, because otherwise we might have thought that it's forbidden because of lenefesh leitama ba'amov. And from la yitama, he derives la mitama vei mitama le'evareha. A kohen may not become tamei to his relative's limb, only to a complete corpse. Therefore, there's no source for cheva that one must be mitama. Rabbi Kiva agrees that ki'im l'sheir hakarav elav teaches rishus, and la teaches la mitama vei mitama le'evareha. But yitama is still left to teach cheva. However, Rabbi Shmuel does not separate Loh Yitama based on the above-mentioned Tana de Be'er Bishmol. Regarding freeing slaves, La'ilam bam tavoidu rishus de Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva aymer cheva. The psukim and parashas b'chukaisai read in part as follows: V'kam ebnei ha-toshav ma'gerim imcham mehem tiknu. Lo'ilim bem taboidu. Uva'acheichem bnei Yisrael ish ba'achiv lo'isir debay b'farach. According to the conclusion of the Gemara, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva agree that since there is an obligation of lo'isachai kol neshama to eliminate all members of the seven nations of Canaan who lived in Eretz Yisrael, we derive from mehem tiknu that echad mikala umais shebal ha-kananis v'hoylid mimenu ben, a child born from a father of a different nationality and a mother a Canaanite, is not considered a Canaanite and may be born as a slave. Only in the case of Canaanite shebal achas mina umais v'hoylid mina ben, a child of a father a Canaanite and a mother a foreigner, and certainly of both parents Canaanim, is the child considered a Canaanite to whom lo yisachai kol neshama applies. They also both agree that the phrase uva'acheichem clearly teaches that one may not needlessly overwork a Jewish servant. So, Rishus is actually derived from mehem tiknu. However, the machlekes is whether the word behem in the phrase lo'ilam behem tavoidu is superfluous or not. Rabbi Akiva holds that it is, and therefore teaches chayva, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that it is not, based on the Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore it remains a Rishus. After some agadata, the Gemara returns to the discussion of when we require two witnesses and when one witness suffices, and points out that one is generally required to present two witnesses to corroborate an event. This is stated explicitly in the Torah regarding din nefashos v'din mamonos, capital offenses, and monetary matters. Api shnei edim o api shloisha edim yakum davar, and is extended to matters of arayos as well, based on the gzeirah shava of the words davar davar in the pasuk kimatzaba ervas davar. However, we do accept an eidachid regarding some halachas of Saita based on the psukim as taught earlier. Some of the agadic statements mentioned in the Gemara are, Adam oiva aveir beseser, v'akadosh baruch hu machris alav begoli. Although a woman secludes herself to sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu influences the husband to warn her, thereby bringing the matter to light. In Adam oiva aveir, ilim kein nichnes by ruach shtos. A person only commits a sin when overtaken by a spirit of folly. Zinusa bevesa ki karya l'shumshma. Immorality devastates a home the way a worm consumes sesame seeds. Similarly, tukva bevesa ki karya l'shumshma. Anger destroys a home in this manner as well. Kaidim shachat Yisrael haisa shchina shari im kol echad ve'echad. Before Klai Yisrael entered illicit relationships, Hashem's presence was manifest in every person. Kim shachatu nistalka shchina mehem, but the shchina left them due to their sins. Even a single good deed that a person performs in this world will herald his arrival in the world to come. On the other hand, even a single transgression a person commits in this world will envelop and precede him on the day of judgment.